something to do last night, so. Alright, it's August 17th, it's 0239 hours. We're here with Officer Chris Martin with Simi Valley PD. What can you tell me about the incident tonight?
Oh, well, basically I just got dispatched out here. You guys had an OIS, you had a possible armed subject that you were looking for. And I was told he was barricaded, but I didn't realize until I got here that what had happened as far as him bailing over this embankment. And then when I got here, I talked to the officers that were involved. They basically just said that they were chasing after this guy. He went down on the bike, went up and over the embankment, and down there they went over, they went to the edge of the embankment, looked down, and the guy pointed something at him, and they thought it was a weapon. So they did what they had to do, and fired some rounds, and they believe the guy was somewhere in this field area south of Tierra Hada.
Which officer were you talking to?
Well, I mean, I got several different versions. I talked to a supervisor over that was down at this command post over here. I believe it was a command post. And he basically told me that same story. And then I got here. I was originally understanding that I was going to be the only canine searcher.
Okay.
You guys ended up having your dog come out. Putting together a search team when your guys' dog, Officer Sedgwick, showed up and decided that he was going to do the search. I just basically at that point just said, hey, what do you need? That was it.
What'd you guys do after that?
We put together a search team, and the plan was that we had the airship come over and check that area, and then we made an announcement that we were using the dog. And started a little bit west of Spring Road here, made our way down into the, I don't know if that's like a drain ditch or what, but as we were making our way down there, eastbound, we saw the guy down there, just basically approached him, made sure that he wasn't armed, and I just covered him as somebody took him into custody. I don't know who it was.
Okay. Did the suspect make any statements about the...
Yeah, he came... At first we thought he was unconscious, but he ended up saying that, I remember him saying that he was only kidding about having a gun. He mentioned that he was only joking, he didn't think they would actually shoot him. And then someone there was asking him questions about why did you do that, and he made some statement about that he was pointing at him like he had a gun. And that's pretty much that. I was told to get out of there, and I did.
Okay. Do you remember when you said you were talking about the firsthand, talk to the officers that had firsthand knowledge? You remember which officer you were talking to?
What happened? No, I don't. It was one of the two. I believe it was one of the two that had been the officers that chased this guy down. I don't remember his name.
Okay. How long were you around the suspect after you guys found him?
How long was I around him? I stayed there pretty much until they handcuffed him, and then stuck around for maybe about a minute or two after that, and then I was out of there.
Okay. Remember what time you arrived?
Here?
Yeah.
Well, I can find that out.
Anything else you can think about?
No.
Alright, I'll conclude the interview. It's 0243 hours.